And now, James Gravel.
On occasion, when matters of a spiritual nature are under discussion, it is common to hear people suggest that they adhere to a religion that is better felt than told. The thrust of their statement is that it is not the teaching within someone's religion that is of importance, but is instead the individual's personal feelings and emotional commitment that must take precedence. While this respects a correct assessment of the religion of some people, it never has been true of those in the Church of Christ. This is not to suggest that Christians who trust and obey God exhibit a faith that is void of emotion, or that they somehow are less committed to their beliefs than people who are members of man-made denominations. Certainly, faith in the God of the Bible always has involved both personal feelings and emotional commitment. As Jesus said in Matthew 23, verse 37, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Obeying that command requires both personal and emotional commitment, to be sure. What sets the Lord's church apart from other groups, however, is that instead of being rooted in either an appeal to emotion or to people's personal desires, it instead is rooted in the Word of God. Jesus stressed that point in John 17:17. "Sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth." Matters relating to Jesus' church are not just felt, but also learned. From the moment of man's creation, God actively taught him how to build and maintain a proper relationship with his heavenly Father. And what was the source of such learning? It always has been, and still is, God's Word. The psalmist recognized the source of this teaching when he said in Psalm 119:105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Members of the Church of Christ recognize the importance of personal commitment and heartfelt emotion in religion, but they also recognize that neither of those can ever be allowed to trump God's Word. The Bible, not human emotions, must be the standard for everything we do.